Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This week, we're exploring the question, can money buy happiness? If people feel like you're only chasing more and more money, they'll often tell you that money can't buy happiness. But can it? Let's look at some research on the topic and some various articles online. Plus, I'm going to weigh in on my idea that the lack of money will leave you unhappy and what that exactly means. But you know what can buy you happiness? Sharing this podcast with your friends so that you can all do better with money and enjoy a fun life together. But now that you've shared this podcast with your friend, what are the money talking points for this week that you and your friends are going to discuss? One, can money buy happiness? Two, how can I avoid lifestyle creep? Three, how can not having money leave me unhappy? Four, how do you balance happiness and money? With that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. All right. So in an article on CNN, they cite a study that says 1/5 of Americans believe money can buy happiness. The article also states that each dollar buys a little bit less happiness. When talking about the research, the study showed that 10% is about the same level of happiness for someone making $20,000 as someone making $200,000. That's crazy because that's a difference of $2,000 versus $20,000. I know $20,000 would make me very happy right now. Would $2,000? I mean, if you think about it, maybe not as much because it's all dependent on income. The more money you're making, the dollars matter less. And then you start to get acclimated to that amount of money. So if you're making several hundred thousands of dollars a year, a 10% increase is going to, not feel that crazy because you're making so much money. But if you're only making $20,000 a year, a 10% increase is going to make you really happy. So it'll feel like the same way. It's mostly just dependent on your income, because if you're used to a whole lot of money, it's going to make you seem like you aren't as happy when you get a lot of money. That comparatively to someone making less money would make them happy and over the moon for that much money. So next, let's talk about how this whole idea can impact your life and your personal finances. So, can money buy happiness? Well, no, it can't. You aren't going to find yourself happier just because you have more money. That's just not how it works. If you have more money, then greater amounts of money won't have a great impact because you are used to having more money. And do you ever find yourself feeling the same way about your life as you did this time last year, even though you got a 5% to 10% raise? What happened to all that money? Well, that's why we're going to talk about lifestyle creep later in this episode. And what is the impact of not having any money? Well, we're going to talk about that as well in a lot more depth later in this episode. But money can't buy happiness as you get more and more money. But not having money and struggling to save money can leave you very unhappy and stressed. So now, let's talk about how you can use this information and implement it into your life to help you out. So how do you actually take this information and use it in your life? How do you take this information about knowing whether being happy can happen just from having more money or not? Well, knowing more about it is surely going to help you because then you can be more aware of what you're doing when it comes to spending your money. It is because you want to be happier, or is it because you want more money, or that more money is your only goal, or that you just want to be happier in general? How do you implement making sure you are not just trying to make more and more money to reach some forever elusive goal of happiness that's reliant on money? This is where writing down a plan can be very helpful. This is where knowing what you're going to do with your money is going to help you figure out what you need to do to be happy. If part of your happiness is buying the newest phone and the nice new toys, then great, go ahead. But until you have figured out that, you're probably just going to find yourself spending and spending just to try to chase happiness, supposedly. And as one comedian once said, no one is frowning while riding a jet ski. And this is very true. Money can buy short-term happiness, but you aren't going to enjoy life if you're chasing that. Because one, you won't be able to make enough money to spend all the money you need to on short-term happiness to do all the things you want to do. Or two, you won't have enough money to sustain your lifestyle because eventually you're going to want to retire. Which brings us to delayed gratification. And this is where money can help buy long-term happiness. And if you're willing to save for the long-term, then you're going to be able to have a great, fun life for a very long time. So yeah, you can be happy because of things you buy right now, but ultimately it's not really going to last. And you need to set yourself up so that you're able to have a long and happy life going on into the future and things like that. So if money really can't buy happiness, then why are those who have no money unhappy if money's not related to happiness? Let's talk about that next. One of my main points that I like to talk about is that the lack of money will leave you unhappy. And the same CNN article that I mentioned earlier says, there's a difference between day-to-day happiness and overall life satisfaction, the latter of which sees a sharp upswing once you cross the poverty line, which is overall life satisfaction. And the stress that comes from struggling with money, it can be immense. It can leave you depressed, struggling, or having a hard time going to work, which can make it harder to get more money. And people who don't live paycheck to paycheck have a generally better time at work because they're not worried about the exact next paycheck and whether it comes in on time, whether they're going to be able to pay all of their bills or not. And it's much easier to deal with slight annoyances when you aren't struggling financially. And it's much easier to be in a position to help others and to help give advice to others. And you don't feel like the world is against you. If you're buried by credit card debt or if you're buried by auto loan debt from trading in used vehicles and things like that, and now you're underwater in your vehicle, and those sort of things can be a whole lot easier once you start to save money and build money for the long term. And when you're not living paycheck to paycheck, I like the example of it's a better time at work if you're not living paycheck to paycheck. Imagine feeling the stress of a financial situation or not having as much money as you like, and that makes it harder to go to work. Then you start missing work, then you're making less money, then you're more stressed about money. I hope you can see how this builds and kind of snowballs into this giant eventual like avalanche of struggle, stress, and depression that can come when you don't have any money. And yes, there's obviously a lot of things that go into play with this, but if getting out of the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck is something that's essential to having a better time at work, having a better time just in general in your life. And no, money directly can't buy happiness, but if you don't have any money, it's very likely going to leave you unhappy. So if you know you won't be happy with more money, but you won't be happy without money, how do you balance all of it? Let's talk about that next. All right, how do you balance money and happiness? Well, write down a plan for your money. Write down a plan how you want to use your money and how you want to make sure that you're living a happy and full life. Make sure you're spending things and money on things you enjoy. For my wife and I, it's really camping, vacations, trip to see family, and fun date nights. For you, it might be a large once a year travel. It might be a trip to the beach. It might be the newest tech. It might be spending on grandkids, or it might be saving for your near future for something that you really want to buy. Really writing it down is going to help you figure out, hey, this is what's going to make me enjoy this year or something. I want to do this year, or I want to do these things soon. So let's focus our money on that. Because I feel like if you don't have a plan, it makes the balance really hard. But having a plan makes the balance way easier because you're able to say, hey, I really want to do this. So I'm okay with putting extra money towards that and spending quite a bit of money on that. Plus, it helps you discuss your money goals with others, like a spouse or friends or family, if there's a conversation going about money there. But this is also where an accountability partner can come into play. So you and your spouse want to make sure to go on X number of camping trips a year. That's a goal that you set, and then you can share it with someone and they can help you towards it if you need help towards that. Or you and your friend want to go out to eat X number of times a year. Things like that can help keep you accountable and be a good start for a good time and a happy life and balancing where to spend your money and where to find happiness in spending your money. But if you're unhappy because you don't have any money, you might need to start balancing your spending better and not spend as much. You might need to start working on making more money. Sometimes that can be a thing too. But making more money can buy happiness because it helps reduce stress ultimately. And I'm a huge advocate of this plan, because if you have a plan in place, you're going to say, hey, this will make us happy. Let's do this. You don't really need to plan everything out to a fine detail, because that might be a little too much or unnecessary. But I think just having a general outline of saying, hey, we want to do this year. Let's make sure our money's going towards this. What it can help with is it can help avoid that unnecessary spending that you think is going to make you happy. Like you're saying, I want to buy the newest tech, meaning I want to buy the new iPhone this year and the new Apple Watch. That's my two goals for this year. It'll save you from buying the new computer monitor, the new computer chip or graphics card or whatever you want to get, because you've set your sights on something else. So just writing down a plan can be helpful overall for a lot of things, but also to help balance your spending and trying to be happier with what you're spending your money on. So next, let's wrap up today's episode. All right, so can money buy happiness? Yes, to some extent, especially if you're really struggling with money. If you don't know how to get by right now, you can figure it out. You can do this. Go check out my resources at moneytalk.skylarfleming.com/resources. There's a resource there on where to get started when it comes to talking about money. This can help you figure out some simple places to get started to increase your happiness with money. But thank you to each of you who listen to this podcast. We're still going strong at 42 episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. And go have a money talk with a friend this week. And we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.